So, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Weirdo Show. To the Weirdos, Weirdos, welcome. Welcome back. We're here again. It's really too much to be back again. I can't believe it's the second show of the year and you're here listening to me. But that's not my fault. I didn't tell you to listen. So you can't contractually obligate me from the fact that you decided to tune in. But at any rate, now that you're here, I just want to make a few things clear before we proceed with the show, that your listening to this show right now is something that was destined to be. We knew you'd be tuning in. It was obvious from the start, from the time you were born. We knew you'd be tuning into this particular episode, and we just wanted to say thank you, but, you know, watch out, because if I break your head, I can't take control of your brain from the radio, right? It's not possible. So there's no reason for you to believe that I'm controlling you in any way or influencing your behavior even after you stop listening to the show. If you feel that way, you can complain about it, but I'll neither confirm nor deny it, is of course how we, the language comes. So anyway, yes, anyway, the point is that we're very lucky, when I say lucky, I don't mean really lucky, like winning the lottery lucky, I mean just, you know, privileged in the sense of being in the right place at the right time. We're lucky in that sense, because tonight...
Hey, dude, that's pretty weird, man.
Yes, I agree. Tonight on the Weirdo Show, we're going to play some messages from this week, but we're also going to have a live caller, which is just unbelievably great. How often do we have a live caller anymore? And the answer is never, because it's always not possible. You know what I mean? It's just, it used to be possible, and now it's not. So, is there anything...
For my birthday, I want an Inside Out birthday cake.
Oh.
I want an eagle with human eyes.
He wants an eagle with human eyes. That's nice. That's nice for you. I'm glad.
I got nothing else. Fuck you, you weirdo.
Fuck you, you weirdo.
Down there. Suck my dick off.
Suck your dick off? No, I don't know about that, mister.
Hey,
you're not even my type.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, I can't help you with that. Not my problem.
I want pancakes shaped like Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah? Monica Lewinsky? Pancakes?
I want to stand on my head on the equinox.
Yes, that's a good idea. Stand on your head on the equinox.
I want to eat food and feed it to birds out of my own mouth.
Oh, eat food and feed it to little baby birds out of your mouth. That's so beautiful.
I want my baby shoes on my knees and crawl around like a baby.
A baby?
He has 1,400 total views, and I guarantee you they're all from us.
The 1,400 total views are all from you?
Yes. It's being said.
I want a basketball team to triple team me.
A basketball team to triple team me. That'd make a good movie. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Help out my ankles.
And the grip. Hey, what?
Man. I want to put my shoulders on my knees and my knees on my shoulders and be backwards, man.
Shoulders on my knees and my knees on my shoulders and my nose on where my feet should be.
What else do I got?
What else do you got?
I want a vehicle that runs strictly on carrots.
That doesn't make any sense.
I want a carrot.
A carrot? A good, fresh carrot? Yes. What wonderful food taste you have.
I want you to sit in the bathtub and fart, and I want to bite the fart bubble.
You want to bite the fart bubble of my bathtub fart? That's really...
I want Cajun diarrhea.
Cajun diarrhea?
Can I get off this? I want to talk to a human.
Ah, he wants to talk to a human. Well, you have to call in on Wednesday night around 7 p.m. Well, because that's when we record the episodes. So you'll need to speak to the computer.
I'm calling this down forever.
Wow.
I don't think you can.
That's the end of their recording. And I appreciate them calling in, but you see, just what he was asking, folks, if you wanted to be live on the show, you'd have to call in at the time that I'm recording the show. So it's a little complicated because we're in the future and you guys are in the past. So it's really tough. But I did manage to work it out. I got somebody sent back to the future and brought him here to you. So now he's live, even though many times before on the show we've played messages from him. He's here live because he's actually here. So, John, you want to say hello?
Hi, this is John Dilly. How are you in Weirdo's Land?
Well, you know, it's pretty difficult here in Weirdo's Land. It's not like I really exist or anything, you know what I mean?
I understand. I've been a big fan of Weirdo TV.
You've been more than just a fan, John. You've been, may I say, a supporter, a confidant, an advocate even, wouldn't you say?
I'd say that, yes, because I never really went into the cell phone for different reasons. I used to be in the U.S. Army Signal Corps.
Yes,
and
that's
right. I hated the cell phone when it was a secret thing. It was considered a classified device.
When it was first established, only the military had it.
The military or the CIA and all these types of things.
Right, they got it first because it was more important for them to get it than for us to get it.
Well, it was really, the Russians had it because they ripped it off from Sweden and Norway, believe it or not.
I didn't know that.
Except that everything that the Russians made was kind of whack. Like people used to get tumors from it. And then they used to tell us not to talk about it. And I don't know, I've gotten so brain dead from having a top secret plan from the government for so many years, which I don't have anymore.
No?
That I still have it, but not for classified mail. I have it for, maybe make sure I don't steal your underwear.
Oh, that's good. You know, I have that underwear stealing problem all the time. I thought it was the underwear gnomes.
Right? But those days are over. That was the Cold War. So
Cold War,
what happened
yeah.
was during that period, I got a job on the phone.
On the phone.
Telemarketing.
Yeah.
And then in that period,
yes.
New York City history, yeah. they were recruiting people who spoke standard American English.
I see.
And that's how I became a telephone star.
Absolutely.
And then we just didn't, talking to people on the phone, talking to such strange people. And over the years, I've been the phone, the regular phone, whether it's now I'm on the pay phone in Midtown.
Yes.
Mr. K isn't here tonight, but Mr. K knew the Jersey Boys who lived in Yorkville.
Yes, so, really?
He really did, yes. He knew the Jersey Boys. One of the Jersey Boys actually went to the Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels nightclub.
Hell's Angels nightclub. I didn't know the Hell's Angels had a nightclub.
You know, the motorcycle gang or whatever it is.
I know the gang, but I didn't know they had a nightclub.
They had a bar in Eastfield. You know, you live in Eastfield, everything is this cult or that idea, and then everything mutates into only this idea, because it's Paris, I suppose, or those types of places. So he went there, and then someone said, "That's the Jersey Boys," and he started laughing, and they all got quiet, and they beat him up and threw him out. But they, for some reason, they didn't like the Jersey Boys.
They didn't.
But we love the Jersey Boys. When I was a kid, I used to call payphones all the time and, start arguments with people at the payphone or talk to people.
Really?
And just recently...
Yes?
Just recently, we sold our house in Queens.
Yes.
And then... Of course, the whole thing with this cult of the phone and top secret stuff and the cell phone and new types of communication.
Yes.
We created, obviously, the President of the United States in Oval Park.
That's easy.
Well, it actually, Obama was from Hawaii. That was
right.
The whole idea. Yeah, there was the whole O cult. Like, there was Obama.
Obama.
Oprah had Harpo Productions, which she got off of the Marx Brothers.
Yes, Harpo. Because, but also, Harpo is Oprah spelled backwards.
Right, and then she actually, she got rid of it because the people in where I lived in Oakland Park got pissed off, we heard, and they changed it.
Really?
She was into the Harpo, like Groucho Marx. He's buried in a Jewish cemetery in Ozone Park, which is back in the day.
Yes.
Bernadette Peters was from Ozone Park. Sidney Lauper.
Bernadette Peters? She's great.
That is correct. And also, what else? Oh, yes. Jack Kerouac.
Jack Kerouac. Really? He was hip. They were hip.
And they were hip, right. They were over on Cross Lake. But it was only like little cults of hips. Or controlling images of hips.
Really?
Not real hipsters were there. Ever really. Except when I showed up, then it became a hip thing. And the whole New York Yankees cult started picking up. Because the people from Guyana were buying up all this land.
Yeah.
And Rudy Giuliani was a baseball cult member. And then George Steinbrenner. And then Joe Torre's sister was a nun at a Catholic church.
Really?
In Oakland Park.
I can't believe it.
The baseball cult took off. Remember the whole baseball cult?
No, I don't
and
remember.
Then,
wait.
Or another,
what would he mean, baseball cult?
You know, like New York baseball, like the New York Yankees.
They're like a baseball team.
But it became a cult in Oakland Park.
Oh, really?
The people from Guyana are Indian descent people, and everything then becomes like some kind of a religion.
I had no idea.
They started having all these baseball, this is what people say, they had all these baseball things going on, and eventually they kept having baseball parades in Lower Manhattan, and then, of course, you know, my grandfather is from Hamburg, Germany.
Yes, of course, I remember.
Right. So then what happened was, these two people, because I started trying to get papers to go back to Germany.
Yeah.
And they never liked him in Germany, because he was a criminal in Germany.
So that didn't help you.
He never told us he was a criminal, because everyone in Ozone Park, well, at that period, they called it Oz.
Oz?
Like Australia. Australia was a place like a penal colony.
But Oz.
Everyone in Ozone Park had an ancestor who was a criminal.
But I never thought about that. Ozone Park is really the land of Oz.
That is correct.
I didn't realize that. It all makes sense now.
It's not Oz anymore. It's a whole different scene completely over there.
Well.
It doesn't exist the way you think it does anymore.
Nothing does. You realize you're in the future. We had to time travel you to get you on the show live. You had to call in a week ahead of when the show actually... get sent down to the past. So we're in the future now, and then we're going to send this show, you know, back to Saturday, that last Saturday.
But we used to go to the bars out there, all the bars, they would always play Dire Straits.
Dire Straits? Like the...
Running for nothing, the for free.
The Sultans of Swing?
And they would always play... Then they would play Judy Garland Over the Rainbow. In all the bars, all the time.
So then it's really the land of Oz. That's what we were just talking about. And there must have been a wizard. Was there a wizard?
Well, in a way, yes. So what happened was that Rudy Giuliani had all these Yankees parades, and then these two Germans, and they weren't ethnic Germans, they were from a Middle Eastern country.
Yes.
They threw those planes into the World Trade Center and blew up the World Trade Center.
That was terrible, terrible. Absolutely
but
terrible.
Before that, Rudy Giuliani had this woman he met in the office, Jewish woman, and she looked like Joe Torre.
Really?
People from Guyana say you should marry her, because you can't have sex with Joe Torre.
Well, you could.
Anyway. So that created the World Trade Center in 9/11.
I see.
Which is very strange.
Well,
but also then Obama came around.
Right.
Because Obama was from Hawaii.
Yes, Hawaii.
He was in the O-Cult. Yes. The Wizard of Oz created Obama. And they also, like, they could play that video over in front of the bar, you know, from Hawaii 5-0. Right, it looked like Kennedy Airport, and it looked like the Indian girls, but they were Hawaiian girls dancing.
Yes.
They play that all the time. All the time.
All the time?
And Jack Lord, by the way, was also from Richmond Hill.
Jack Lord?
Remember Jack Lord?
Of course I remember Jack Lord. Terrific actress with great hair. Jack Lord had great hair.
They said he was a man gun, Jack Lord.
Yes?
So now, finally they threw me out of Oz. Finally got thrown out of Oz.
Well,
all great
it's tough.
Hipsters,
you had to go like across the Great Desert and everything, right?
Correct, and they crunched my little house and threw me out of Oz. And then I would always tell the story of the cult, this great cult, and nobody would listen to me.
Well, it's one of those types of stories.
I went to Hunter Towers,
yes.
And I kept telling everyone about the world, the land of Oz.
Uh-huh.
And they said that I'm crazy, and they don't, no one listens to me. But I used to be in the armory on Park Avenue.
Yes.
The Red Army, with all those billionaire people. And then I started to tell them the story of Oz, the land of Oz.
Yes.
And then now Donald Trump came into the picture.
Oh,
Donald Trump.
Now you know we're in the land of Oz. There's an evil...
But this has something to do with the Three Stooges movie. Because, in the spirit of the Jerky Boy.
Yes.
You remember the Jerky Boy?
A little bit, yes.
Like, I meet some Germans out there. Like, some real Germans don't talk to me, really. They think that I'm not working for whatever reason. But I would talk to German Americans or sometimes the Jewish. We have other people over there. And in the spirit of the Jerky Boys, we used to call Guido Westerweller, this guy named Guido Westerweller, who was a politician in Germany.
Yes.
And he had a friend named Philip Rossler, who's actually a Vietnamese descent person, but he had like a German name. He was adopted as a child there. And we were trying to get him on the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
You know, with Snooki.
Okay, Snooki. On the show with Snooki. Yes, I get it.
Right, because he was Guido, and then the people from Guyana, the Hindus we call them, they said he's a Snookfish, a Snookfish. And
a
they said,
Snookfish?
Well, I'm a Gillbacker.
Ah.
You know, Gillbacker fish.
No, I don't know that.
They believe that, like, your ancestors were reincarnated into something. So I said, my name is Murray Gillbacker. I made a joke. I said,
Murray.
Murray Gillbacker.
Gillbacker.
And they said, that's your stage name.
Right.
That's because the only thing that supports you, they say, they said, no man supports you. Only a fish supports you.
A fish?
They said, one fish supports you, and that's the Gillbacker fish. So...
Right.
I called myself Murray Gillbacker out there. So we called up Guido Westerweller, and we called up Philip Rossler, and they got really mad at us.
Why?
They called the Germans, because they think they find all that type of humor extremely, like, offensive. They're real German.
I understand. I find most of your humor totally offensive.
Obviously, you're not the only one, but that's part of the whole telephone art. If it still exists, telephone art, they say telephone art, which I'm doing right now, is becoming more and more passé.
Passé?
Yeah, like, it's not really much of an art form anymore. Like, the beat movement isn't much of an art form anymore.
It's true. That's kind of consigned to history, isn't it? But movements have to grow and die.
I think because of YouTube and the cellular phone, that this type of art form really is becoming historical and passe. So we kept calling Guido Westerweller and Philip Rossler, and we get too pushy with the Germans and they get all pissed off. So
I agree.
I looked up this, like, the strange white trash bar. The reason I call them white trash bars is my father was a real German, not a real one, but from here. He used to drink a lot of alcohol.
Oh, that can get you.
That's how he died, but he would drink out, like, I don't want to get into the sense and stuff, but I'm part Jewish, believe it or not, and I can't drink like him. Like, if I drink like him, I would start throwing up. I end up in the hospital, I'm really super sick, but he wouldn't get that sick because if my mother didn't drink at all.
Yes.
I would still go to the white trash bar. He would call them that because he hated white trash, but he said it's nowhere else to drink anymore after the war. You know, they closed all the German places, so he would just pretend to be one of them and drink there. So that's this place on Queens Boulevard.
Yes.
And I meet this Mexican man, and he says, you're Murray Gilbacher. And I said,
Murray,
yes.
Murray Gilbacher.
And I said, you know what's happening to Snooki? He said to me. I go, what do you mean, Snooki?
Snooki Fish.
He goes, you have to go to the fire. I go, what do you mean, the fire? He goes, look into the flame of the fire, because there's going to be a change in global politics and in the world.
Yes.
And I want you to know about this.
I understand.
And then Snooki appeared in the Three Stooges movie, The Three Stooges.
She did?
Yeah, the movie just came out recently.
Yeah, the new one, the remake. She was in that?
She was in it, but only like a small piece in it.
Oh,
and then
really?
She got pregnant, and then she lost her job in Hollywood.
She did?
You know, in Hollywood, I mean, you're from the woods. I mean, you're the real woodster. You've got stick wood. You know that sometimes if you get married or pregnant, sometimes you're out of the woods.
Really?
That's how my grandfather got fired from the woods. He married his woman, and then he got fired from the woods.
Oh.
So,
is that what happened,
really? But she got fired, and the movie was The Three Stooges. So now we're up to the next phase of the operation, which is that Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, these people look like the Three Stooges. And, of course, Donald Trump is
I never thought of that.
The other two.
Right.
If you notice that, it's always about dominating the other two, like in the Three Stooges, except it's set in a national election of a superpower nation. You got it so far, Mr. Jeremy, right?
Yes, I understand. I just never thought about it this way before.
Of course, because you want a telephone artist, don't get me wrong.
Well,
a media artist, but a true telephone artist.
I love the telephone.
I am.
It's the only way people can.
Jerky boy.
It's very easy to travel in time on the telephone.
Travel in time and dominate the world.
Well, that's
a lifetime supply of chocolate and
yes.
Every secret that was ever known.
That sounds like a tall order.
Tall order.
I don't know if I can take over the world and do all of that stuff you just said. That was just.
But if you look at Hillary Rodham Clinton, she
right.
looks like one of the characters from The Three Stooges.
Which one? Is she Larry or Mo?
I don't know which one.
Mo is their leader.
Right, but you got to understand that this is like Russian theater. Of course, you know you're from the theater.
I tried to be from the theater. They kicked me out of the theater. And I owe them money now. I mean,
they never kick you out of the theater, Mr. Mike.
They had to. It wasn't their fault. I forced them into it because I was traveling in time and I was using their theater as a time portal. And then I got to the end of time and it was the last episode of the show and they kicked me out after that. I was there all night.
Don't worry about it. It's fake. They never really kicked out of theater, but you never know, man.
But I owe them money.
I haven't been invited to an art party since 93.
90?
So maybe it is.
Wow, that's a long time. That's like
20,000
years. I'm 20,000 years in the future.
Yeah, so the thing is, the reason also, I should have also brought this in. They had the fort, the great fort in Ozone Park, which was after a racetrack.
Yeah.
Which then became the Resorts World Casino. But before that, my father told me that it was 9th Cavalry. 9th Cavalry was Custer's army when Custer went to, he died at Little Bighorn. Now, what I hear about this is we've been talking about General Custer out there, because sometimes you meet people from England, because on the fort, the people from England had a live in Oz, because they didn't want them in Brooklyn or Manhattan if they were controlling the government.
In Oz, they're the magical creatures.
Right. So, and also you met people who were American Indian, people who have been tribes of the tribal nations, except they all have fake American names, or fake English names, and they have white faces.
Really?
So I was at this Oz bar one night, and the whole bar was full of people who were American Indian. And I said, they said, do you live in that house over there? And I said, yes. I said, I'll sell you the house for $5.
Just $5? That's a great deal.
I sold the Manhattan Island for $20.
Well, that's
true.
I
said, but, you know, I can't get the Hindus the house, because, you know, I was enemies with them at that time.
Okay.
But I was afraid. But the guy kept showed up to the $5 house. And then somehow or another, Snooki also is not European descent. She's actually from a central, she's one of those indigenous tribes from Central and South America. Most people don't know that. She's an adopted child. But she's an Indian woman, wife say. And then she went to the Three Stooges, right? And General Custer came from the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And what I heard was, they could tell us the story, the red man. They would tell you these stories, it'd be hundreds of years old. And sometimes the white trash wouldn't listen to them, but I would listen to them. And they said that General Custer pissed off all his neighbors on Park Avenue, and to get rid of him, they sent him to Little Bighorn to die.
Really? Is that how it went?
Yes.
I didn't...
Little Bighorn.
That's like a conspiracy theory. Nobody would really believe that.
Nobody would believe it, but he did die, Little Bighorn. And then Aqueduct became 9th Regiment.
9th Regiment?
9th Regiment.
Number 9?
They call it 9th Cavalry.
9th Cavalry. The 9th Cavalry, number 9.
That was Custer's army. So, anyway, make a long story short. So I went back to Park Avenue, and I went to Hunter College. Nobody, hardly anyone, in the theater department or Hunter College would talk to me. And sometimes I would talk to the billionaire guy. We call them gentlemen.
Gentlemen?
Yeah, a gentleman wouldn't talk to a riffraff.
Yes.
For any reason whatsoever.
No reason.
So, I said, would you want, I said, do you want a cult? I said, I have a cult for sale. It'll give you global domination. Global domination.
Global domination?
The planet Earth have a lifetime supply of chocolate and every secret that was ever known.
Wow.
And then he said to me, we already have every secret that was ever known. We have a lifetime supply of chocolate. I said, but you don't have to cut. So,
yes.
I gave them the call, and that's how Donald Trump appeared.
That's what made Donald Trump? You're telling me... You can't tell me that's what really happened.
Of course he's nobody. It's all paranoid, delusional.
I don't believe in him. I don't think he exists, and I certainly don't.
He really doesn't exist in some ways, to be honest with you. He really, really doesn't.
I'm pretty sure I don't exist. So if I don't exist, I'm sure he doesn't exist.
You know, I never watched The Three Stooges at all when I was a kid. Did you ever watch that stuff?
It used to upset me that they hit each other all the time. Like, why would you do that? When I was a kid, I was like, stop hitting him. But then when I grew up, I understood the joke of it, and they're wonderful and legendary and cult figures. But they never got to make a full-length film was the thing. You know, they tried for their whole career to stop making shorts and make a full-length film, like the one that Snooki was in. That's what the original Three Stooges dreamt of, was a full-length feature, like the Marx Brothers got to get to do. But they never got to do that. They only got to do shorts. The studio didn't have faith in them. Isn't that awful?
But in the land of Oz,
yes.
You think, your show in the future, in the future...
In the future, in the land of Oz. I'm the wizard.
And in the future, now, it's not only that... Their ideology, their persona, is now going to dominate the free world if Donald Trump becomes the president. Dominate.
Oh,
the free world.
I get it.
You got that. It's amazing, isn't it?
Now I understand. But why would you do it that way, even if, like, that was your plan? Wouldn't you think they would...
Mr. Jeremy, this is my plan. Except, you know, as a telephone artist,
yes.
Now with the cell phone
yes.
and paying for minutes...
And all that stuff.
You know, phones are really monitored more. You can't really do things on phones like we, when I used to do. People would call the cops on you and sue you or have you arrested. Like, we used to call the Chinese restaurant or we used to call everything, the gay bar, the pizzeria, you name it, Dave. We used to do it all. But of course, now you can't do anything.
You can?
You have to immediately. It's really, that also killed the art form.
We must be able to do something.
That art form is really obsolete, except in this idea of Weirdos TV, and one little niche idea.
Well, Weirdos Radio, in this case, this show is only on the radio. This show doesn't go on TV. This show is
an
internet radio station. We're on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're about to come to the end of our broadcast, John, but I want to have you back next week, and I think that would be really great. So I'm just going to say goodnight to the folks, and then I'll see you next week.